Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across this great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 14th day of December, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 21 and stagnant air. That's the forecast. Anywho, we'll run through this and we'll be back, and then we'll go look at the controlled opposition, mainstream propaganda, whatever in the fuck we're going to call it. We'll be right back.
Cause I'm the one that you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's get over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate propaganda, I don't know what the hell to call it, what used to be CBS, NBC, and Fox for the CNBC, CNN, and Fox, which was the alternative media to NBC, CBS, and ABC. I mean, people got stupider. I mean, fuck. All right, let's see what we have here. U.S. has no plans to restrict military aid to Israel despite Biden calling bombing indiscriminate. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The U.S. has no plans to restrict military aid to Israel or draw any red lines on Israel's use of U.S.-provided munitions despite President Biden. He's not a fucking president. He's a corporate monarch, a servant of fucking King Chuck. Labeling Israel's bombing of Gaza indiscriminate and the massive civilian death toll of U.S. official told CNN. Yes. See, we're right back where we started, people. We had the internet. We had a free fucking internet where fucking information flowed. But that's all right. I mean, we've sure as hell fucking showed them their faces for who they are. One official said the U.S. does not consider the death of civilians a violation of the laws of war unless they are purposely targeted. I don't know. Shooting tank rounds into fucking goddamn hospitals, that ain't intentionally targeting. Dropping fucking bombs on fucking hospitals and schools. It's the Israelis, don't you know? A report from 972 magazine revealed that Israel is intentionally targeting civilians as part of a strategy to put pressure on Hamas, but the Biden administration is still claiming Israel's taking steps to mitigate civilian casualties. Yeah, we read that article. Yeah, they said they were intentionally targeting civilians. Now, that don't matter. It's Israel. White House National Security National Security Council spokesman John Kirby claimed on Wednesday that Israel stated their intent to reduce civilian casualties and they have acted on that. when pressed on President Biden's comment calling Israel's bombing campaign indiscriminate, Kirby refused to say if that was the government's official position. You don't dare. You talk about your masters, you'll end up in a fucking pine box. The president was expressing concerns again, as I said, about the civilian casualties that they're not civilian casualties. It's fucking genocide. I'm so fucking sick of it. You cocks, who did this story? Anti-war, especially you motherfuckers, call yourself antiwar.com and then try to fucking put a salve on the fucking goddamn bullet wound, you motherfuckers. And they have acted on that. When pressed, president's comments calling Israel bombing campaign indiscriminate, Kirby refused to say if that was the government's official position. Well, we don't really give a fuck what the corporation's official position is. It has nothing to do with the free individual free sovereign nationals that own this fucking country and are the jurisdictional authority thereof. And hence, we are fucking responsible for this, people, whether you fucking like it or not. Each and every one of us. Every little fucking kid killed. Every fucking pregnant woman killed. Every fucking innocent civilian, old man, old woman killed. We're for fucking responsible because we shut these fuckers down in a day. But we won't do it because we're fucking gutless. The president was expressing concerns again, as I said, about the civilian casualties that we've seen. And again, it's reflective of our constant effort to urge the Israelis to be as precise and careful as possible. Meanwhile, when the fucking snipers, the other day we had a video, sniper shooting a little fucking kid in a school through his fucking head. That wasn't intentional. That was a oops-a-daisy. I don't fucking think so. You think you could fucking sell the fucking Eskimo snow, don't you, you motherfuckers? And putting this up, you better rebuke it before this goddamn article's over, or you'll be a fucking able to fucking shill that you are. In the same speech where Biden called the Israeli bombing indiscriminate, he vowed to continue supporting the campaign. It's not a campaign. It is a campaign of fucking genocide, 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 genocide. U.S. officials have been expressing concern about civilian casualties, and the administration is not using any leverage it has over Israel because it has none. Israel fucking tells these cocksuckers what to do. They're the lapdogs of fucking Israel. Biden's a fucking Israeli lapdog. To force them to change their tactics, Israel dropped more than 22,000 U.S.-provided bombs on Gaza in just the first month and a half of the operation, demonstrating how reliant the Israeli military is on U.S. support. Also demonstrating you can't drop that many fucking bombs and be fucking precise and trying not to target fucking civilians, can you? I mean, that kind of adds up a different way if you look at it, doesn't it? The official speaking to CNN also said the U.S. was not conducting real-time assessment of each Israeli strike to see what happens, see what weapons were used and how many civilians were killed. They said doing so would be nearly impossible due to the sheer number of Israeli bombings. That's just what I just fucking said now, wasn't it? So far, the U.S.-backed slaughter, that's better, in Gaza has killed... just call it genocide. Don't slaughter. It's genocide. Everybody recognizes that term and knows what it fucking means. In Gaza has killed over 18,000 Palestinians, including they keep this as the same number for fucking 3 weeks now. And after we've been told that the kid's been killed, being killed every 3 minutes, it's like the 11 million fucking illegal aliens in this country for 12 fucking years. That was a fucking lie. They've stopped at 7,000 because they don't want to go up to fucking to tell you the truth that it's 14, 21, fucking 30,000 by now. And they're still, they don't have time to unbury the bodies from the fucking rubble. They're being pounded like a guy, like there is a fucking war going on. Only one side's armed though. So far, the U.S.-backed genocide in Gaza has killed over 18,000 Palestinians, including over 7,000 children. Bullshit, you lying son of a bitches. And I bet 18,000 Palestinians is bullshit, too. Probably triple that fucking number and you'd be closer. The White House has previously acknowledged many, many thousands of innocent people were being killed in Israel. Well, they acknowledged it, people. They didn't even condemn it. At least I did come up and condemn that at the time. I'm too sick, fucking, just sick of this whole fucking shit to even, Anyway, Ukrainian trial demonstrates 14 men and massacre was a false flag. And this is what's concerning me. I went through the articles this morning, like I said, this is CNN, CNBC, this is Fox, only they've taken over the fucking internet, so-called alternative media. And I'm seeing these fucking Blandane stories of 2014 coup, you know, stage and all this shit and investigation. And it's fucking, I always see this shit, like, it's like there's a lag there because they're getting fucking geared up for the next false flag, which I think we can expect shortly. Senate passes massive $886 billion National Defense Authorization Act. Boy, I didn't think they were going to do that. They looked around, they saw how fucking poor the people were. The fact that the goddamn prices in this country have fucking tripled in the last goddamn month, and they just couldn't do it. They couldn't justify it again. $886 billion. We talked about the fucking wire going around the earth. That was 200 times. That was just one piece of wire. Think of goddamn how much $886 billion fucking dollars is, people. You can't even conceive it. By Dave DeCamp again, antiwar.com. On Wednesday, the Senate passed the mammoth $886 billion 2024 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, which funds the Pentagon and military spending and other government agencies. Yeah, like probably bringing the queers and the illegals in. The bill passed in a vote of 87 to 13. You're going to go out there and vote? You're going to vote this way, you fucking retards? You're going to go, you think that your fucking vote, first place, your vote don't fucking count for shit. All you're doing is lending you legitimacy to a fucking fraud, and you know it. You have to know it by now. So you go out and you participate in this shit, you're a goddamn traitor. With 6 Democrats, 6 Republicans, and 1 independent voting against it, the NDAA now heads to the House, where it's expected to pass it in a vote on Thursday, as the bill is the version that the two chambers have negotiated. It has doesn't have the approval of the fucking people, because they're operating under a constitution that never existed. They're operating under a corporate charter that was put in effect in violation of the fucking highest law in this land, the law of December 15, 1791, in particular the ninth article and the 10th article. They're fucking doing this shit they're taking from us without due process of the law, people, and they're acting like they have the fucking authority to do it. They do not. They do not represent us. They never even claim to represent us any goddamn more. The NDAA includes an amendment to extend Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which gives the FBI the power to conduct warrantless spying. Wouldn't that be a violation of the fucking fourth article, absolute law that you cannot violate? If you violate, we're supposed to fucking shoot you. We're supposed to fucking goddamn defend that law with our fucking lives. It's not only our right, but our duty. Warrantless spying on Americans, really? Oh, wait a minute, foreign targets, wait a minute, and Americans, Americans, what the hell, and it is set to, let's see, Americans, what, targets and Americans they interact with. Section 702 has enabled mass surveillance of Americans and is set to expire at the end of the year, but the extension pushes it back to April 19th, that'd be a good day to attack. April 19th, I mean, this stuff never fucking goes away. Oh, we've got expiration dates on all this fucking treason when the day comes up, but we voted the treason back in. I mean, they have no authority to do this. This is a violation of our fucking law, a blatant fucking violation of our individual freedoms and liberties. It's a violation of the unalienable fucking goddamn ratified by the people's superior only fucking jurisdictional authority in this country. By the representatives of those people. And it's the only law here. These motherfuckers, this is rogue. This is a fucking rogue corporation. This is a goddamn empire. This is fucking dynasties. This is, we're going back to the fucking Middle Ages here, people. A bipartisan group of senators tried to strip the Section 702 extension from the group of bipartisan. so there's people out there. There's somebody doing something. So I can sit here on my fucking ass and act like I don't have nothing to, you know, it's going to happen. If I just keep on complaining, somebody's going to do something about this. They're fucking laughing in our goddamn faces. They laugh at us. You and your Bill of Rights are laughing at you. Bipartisan group of senators tried to strip the Section 702 extension from the NDAA, but their efforts failed. For procedural reasons, only 41 senators were needed to remove the provision, but only 35 supported it. Well, man, you can go see who those ones that supported it are were against it. Now that you should vote, they're going to tell you, I was against the fucking violation of the whole fucking Bill of Rights. I was against that, so vote me back in. And next time, it'll be my other buddies over there. They'll be against it when it's time for them to be reelected. You see how it fucking works? I mean, there is no elections. There's just going to be appointments. They're just making excuses for the appointments in advance. The Senate just voted to waive the point of order against the NDAA. 35 of us opposed the motion to waive. Senator Mike Lee, Republican Utah, wrote on X, we needed only 41 to prevent the outcome and to remove FISA, 702 from the NDAA. This is it not good. The House should stop the NDAA. They should. Well, they're not the House. They're just another communist committee in this communist conglomerate, in this communist fucking goddamn United States fucking corporation, which is a part of the international corporate mafia. And somebody should stop that son of a bitch, because it's obviously blatantly unlawful and a violation of the highest law in this goddamn land. Somebody should stop that. Fuck you. You wouldn't be there if you weren't a poodle fucker. And we know that, you son of a bitch. The passage of the NDAA comes as the Biden administration is struggling to get Republicans. Oh, here we go. Here we come to left, right. Oh, Republicans. I'm the Republican. I love Dentist. You fucking morons. Look what you've done to our country with your stupidity. And you are stupid motherfuckers, man. I'm telling you right now. You're the stupidest motherfuckers to ever breathe air. Biden administration struggling to get Republicans to support a massive $111 billion more supplemental spending package that includes military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But Republicans are holding out until Democrats agree to significant changes in U.S. border policy, and the bill might not be passed until 2024. Horse shit. Well, 2024, what's the next month? And not to mention, they're going to do something about the fucking border. It's too fucking late. The goddamn, we're probably outnumbered in this country at this point in the ballgame, whether anybody fucking realizes it or not, or even will give a shit until they're sitting on your fucking doorstep. Let's see. Inflation in real life, much worse than in government fantasy world. And that's the goddamn truth. Tyler Durden. And I was thinking about this and talking with somebody about this just the other fucking day. It's from Zero Hedge. Inflation is dead. At least that's what you would think if you listen to the government's official talking heads in the financial media. Continue. So how is the victory ever over inflation working out for the average person? And they have this thing here where, my kid used to watch it when he was just a little feller, Home Alone with that kid that turned out to be a little freak. But I mean, we'll go on to, we'll just read it. Based on the not so great, based on official CPI data, price inflation has cooled somewhat, although it remains far above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. You know, they're giving the 3% raise in Social Security this year, 3%, people. That hasn't stopped President Biden. It ain't President Biden. Call him what he fucking is. King Charles is fucking butt licker. President Biden and most of the mainstream financial media are declaring victory over rising prices. My fucking ass. Well, they think we don't go to the store? They really fucking believe they can sell? Like I said, they think they can sell snow to an Eskimo. Biden even suggested that companies should start cutting prices since inflation is falling. I don't think so. I'll tell you guys what, man. Fucking my son's fiance, she worked at making mortgage contracts, 20 fucking years, man, for the same fucking place. And last June, they laid off 30 employees, and she got laid off last week. This shit is heading towards another 2008 derivatives bubble burst. That's, and I mean, everything is going to hell. And you think prices are going down? You ain't been to the stores. You're too fucking rich to notice. It's important to remember that even if we believe the government numbers and price inflation is cooling, that doesn't mean consumers are getting any relief. Man, somebody's finally fucking realizing you can't trust those numbers. Prices are not falling. They're just going up slower than they were 6 months ago. The fuck they are. That's a fucking bullshit lie right there. I got my own story. And those price increases are cumulative. Since January 2022, prices have risen 9.7%. My fucking ass. How dumb do you think we fucking are? Try about fucking 40 to 50 fucking percent what I see in the fucking store. And that's it. Well, based on the CPI and the CPI designed to understand or to understate rising prices. In other words, we're all still coping with much higher prices, no matter what the latest CPI report says. And the suffering is far worse than a sterile BLS report indicated, as they're given billions and billions to foreign fucking countries for foreign fucking wars, for people to kill each other. Jesus. Well, actually, they're stealing most of it. I mean, so fucking that Zelensky can buy some fucking yachts. I mean, I guess he gets his fucking matching mansion for his second fucking yacht, right? This becomes clear when we go out in the real world and stop listening to news people spouting government numbers. Ironically, we can learn more about the actual impact of inflation from the movie Home Alone than we can from some guy on CNBC. And see, now you're trying to see, just like they used to talk about NBC or ABC. Same difference. It's just another fucking form of propaganda. They're a part of the fuck. They wouldn't be there. They wouldn't have those $100,000 sets if they weren't fucking goddamn sucking the right ass, and you know it. If they weren't doing what they were fucking told, if they weren't pumping propaganda, they wouldn't be getting paid for it. Droning on and on about the CPI. In the 1990 classic, 8-year-old Kevin McAllister's family went on holiday trip to Paris and accidentally left him alone in his house. Chaos ensues. You may recall that after realizing he's alone, Kevin makes a trip to the grocery store. After all, a kid has to eat. And I can't play the video, but it still describes it here. Kevin bought a basket full of groceries, including a half a gallon of milk, orange juice, Wonder Bread, a Stauffer's frozen turkey dinner, toilet paper, Snuggle, dryer sheets, Tide, liquid laundry detergent, plastic wrap, Kraft macaroni and cheese, and a bag of Army Men. He paid a grand total of $19.83 with a $1 off coupon for the orange juice. In 2022, the same basket of groceries would have cost around $44.40 based on a shopping trip by a West Virginia mother. That is a 123.9% increase. And they're going to try to, it just went up 9% this month. You fucking liars. Keep in mind, prices are very somewhat depending on store and location. I think everybody's shopping the cheapest fucking place they can. This year, Kevin would have to fork out a whopping $72. Now, he started out here, what was it? $19. Now he'd have to pay $72.28 for his provisions at a Chicago store. That's another 62.8% increase. And you'll spout this 9% bullshit that you know is bullshit and not call it bullshit. Increase in just one year. Since 1990, the price of Kevin's groceries has gone up over 264%. So much for that 31%, 3.1 CPI. Yeah, so much for that, huh? But still, you're trying to act like it's not as bad as it seems, and the hell it ain't. People are going fucking hungry. This just goes to show you that real-life price inflation is far worse than official numbers indicate. No shit. You are a fucking genius. Well, you don't notice this when we go to the store. See, 68% of Portlanders say Portland is declining. 56% would consider moving if they could. Anybody would want to get out of that fucking hellhole. See, Irish teacher to remain in prison. Yeah, because he won't. Bullshit. It has nothing to do. It ain't going to change a goddamn thing. None of this is. Now scientists say breathing is bad for the environment. I knew it had to come. Gases we exhale contribute 0.1% of the UK's greenhouse gas emissions. It's got to start somewhere, people, and you knew it. You knew it was coming. This is by Jonathan Chadwick for Mail Online. Whether it's eating less meat or cycling instead of driving, humans can do many things to help prevent climate change. Unfortunately, breathing less isn't one of them. I almost got a carbon credit out of that. That might be a problem. A new study claims the gases in air exhaled from human lungs is fueling global warming. Well, that must be why they're trying to fucking kill the fucking human population off. Makes sense to me. Why don't we talk about that, what they're fucking doing, you motherfuckers? Of course they're going to say that. Of course we exhaled fucking carbon dioxide and fucking nitrous oxide. Gases in the air exhaled from human lungs fueling global warming. Methane and nitrous oxide in the air we exhale makes up to 0.1% of the UK's greenhouse gas emissions. Scientists say bullshit. You could never fucking prove that. Ever. Ever. And you fucking know it. The goddamn fucking calculations more than you could ever fucking handle. And you know it. And that's not even accounting for the gas we release from burps and farts or emissions that come from our skin without us noticing. This whole thing goes through this thing and it breaks it all down. And I mean, it goes down to nitrogen, oxygen, and what percentage and all this fucking shit. But in the end game is, I mean, fucking, well, they're not, what I'm seeing suggested here is carbon credits for fucking breathing. Really? Eight armed Israeli settlers invade community, threaten families, Wadi Ezishish, South Hebron Hills, 12 February, and it's just the same old shit. I mean, like, that's what I say when I see that when they're getting into one of these lax lanes. They jumped the gun because they tried to fucking throw the propaganda at us all at once. Then they had to back the dial back from what Klaus Schwab wanted. And then they're shifting forward. They're moving fast. When Trump was running, I said, when that son of a bitch gets in there, you get ready for a fucking goddamn blitzkrieg, because that's what you're going to see. And that's what we have fucking seen. It has never fucking slowed down. Not one good fucking thing is in your face, no matter where you look. Canadian journalists who push vaccine mandates and... You know what? Go fuck yourself. Every time we update, you fuck our shit up. And there's another update. I mean, we just took care of that. What the fuck are you trying to do, pricks? Canadian journalists who push vaccine mandates and concentration camps dead at 33. Good fucking riddance to bad fucking rubbish. Pfizer stock plummets as people turn away from COVID boosters. Now, let's see who's this by. Oh, Post Millennial by it's like Darren Dogerfee, I guess. I don't know. Pfizer shares are plummeting downwards to their worst performance in over a decade after the pharmaceutical giant put out a stark warning about its projected revenue as hysteria over the COVID-19 outbreak continues to wane. You mean that's stupid? But you know what? What gets me about this is they'll say, yeah, man, finally everybody's figured out. And yeah, they fucking sure as hell were lying to us. And it was a kill agent. But they could never talk about the Typhoid Marys. They never talk about the people that were so fucking stupid and such fucking cowards that they knew that the government lied to them. And it ain't the government, I mean the corporation lied. They do nothing but lie. but you fucking fell for it. And you fucking went and took the shots, and people who were smart enough not to, they had to go into the fucking stores to get shit to eat and stuff. Just like my wife, you fucking got, we got fucking your goddamn shedding fucking caused my wife's fucking death. And these motherfuckers will never be held accountable just for their fucking stupidity. And I want to hear somebody talk about it. I mean, come on, man. I bet you more people were killed by the typhoid Marys than were killed by the fucking vaccine itself. Recent financial results and projections alike have not fared well for Pfizer shares, dropped 8% on Thursday morning, and the company has lost $140 billion in market cap this year alone. Well, I can see that false flag coming. I'm telling you. Pfizer projects that revenue could fall next year and has put out a 2024 guidance that is below analysts' expectations, according to a new report by the Wall Street Journal. See, now this is how you know that this is fucking goddamn propaganda. I mean, that it is goddamn controlled opposition, fucking so-called, and it's mainstream. Because you throw in the Wall Street Journal. Fuck the Wall Street Journal. It's a fucking rich man's fucking goddamn magazine, isn't it? And anything they're telling you for a fucking reason. This is for the fucking rich. I mean, pull back your fucking cash from here and put it here. Who knows? As the journal notes, such a warning brings grave concerns to Wall Street as to how Pfizer will be able to create new sources of sales growth. I don't know. How about another fucking releasing some more fucking poison and say, it's COVID-19. Nobody's ever fucking isolated COVID. It's COVID-19. It's coronavirus stuff, you know. All you got to do is go get another shot, you stupid motherfuckers. Go get another shot and see how many people. I mean, I would like to know. I mean, it's something we'll never know. How many each person who fucking went and took that shot killed with their shedding? I would like to fucking know. And I'd like them to fucking know. You killed people with your cowardice and your fucking stupidity. Such a situation set up a hefty change for Chief Executive Officer Albert Bourla to overcome. While Bourla's Pfizer enjoyed a strong financial performance during the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't. Here it is again. Everybody fucking knows it didn't exist. It's never been isolated. It didn't happen. But here it is. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fuck you, Goebbels. COVID-19 outbreak, which is commentary. With its commentary shots and Paxlovid drugs bringing in tens of billions of dollars in sales, increased interest has now stung the pharmaceutical giant. Why aren't you talking about all the deaths? They have killed fucking millions of us, people. See, this is when you know that something's coming up, because they're downplaying what they could be attacking. I mean, right at the fucking heart of the issue. They're downplaying, and this is soft fucking peddling. This is fucking milquetoast. And that's what you're hearing today. A new study by the University of Arizona Mel and Ingrid Zuckerman College of Public Health published in October found that over 80% of people who were eligible to receive COVID booster shots last fall chose not to get them. But you're getting a booster shot. You already took it. How many people did you kill when you took that fucking shot? Did you go in the fucking stores with your fucking mask on, shedding that shit and killing people? Because you're stupid and cowards? Pfizer is currently aiming for a 2024 revenue of $58.5 billion to $61.5 billion, which is under the $62.66 billion that analysts surveyed by FactSet had anticipated. And that ain't that fucking much of a difference. I'm telling you, they got him a fucking false flag coming up here. Chief Financial Officer David Deaton delivered a warning to investors on Wednesday that although Pfizer does not think COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, never did fucking exist, but already been proved, everybody fucking knows it, but they're still going to put it in this fucking article. Why are you doing that? Who fucking did this? Let's go look. Who put this fucking article up? Who is this? Postmillennial. Postmillennial, why are you fucking doing that? Because you are God. See, that's what propaganda exists. I mean, this is what it looks like when it comes out. COVID-19 inoculation rates will be significantly different. No, you fucking, you instead of saying COVID-19 never existed, but the fucking biological kill agent rates will be significantly different in 20. Why don't you say the fucking truth? Because you're soft pedaling, you're milk toasting it, you're driving a fucking goddamn Porsche or Ferrari, and you need some new fucking goddamn sheepskin seat covers, you cocksuckers. You're selling your fucking people out. And then you're doing it with you incorporated pieces of fucking dog shit. You will be dealt with when this thing goes down. Different in 2024 as compared to the prior year, it is important to lower expectations. We want to be conservative, and we are giving a good floor. And we want to be reliable so that we will not create again uncertainty, which was the case this year when our estimates were way higher. And they're talking about fucking money. They have killed millions. And they're talking about, so how do we get the stock price? Well, I mean, we made a buck of money off of killing millions. Probably across this country, they've probably killed hundreds of fucking millions or across around the world. What they're talking about, what's really important? I mean, what are we talking about here? We're talking about their goddamn profits. What in the fuck does that have to do with you and me? And what is your fucking solution, by the way, there? Pfizer has announced numerous upcoming layoffs in recent months, and its stock shot downwards more than 44% this year, all before the 2024 guidance, because all you motherfuckers finally figured it out that you were taking a fucking poison. But what you don't fucking take the responsibility for is you went out and you spread that fucking shit with your shedding, and you killed innocent fucking people. You fucking cowards. You killed them with your cowardice and your fucking ignorance. And you make me want to fucking puke. You should be fucking held responsible, but you won't. There's no way to track it. There's no way to tell which one of you killed my fucking wife. I know that for a fucking fact. You sick in the head, son of a... No way to track who gave it to fucking me. You dirty bastard, even though we were smarter than to fucking do it. You weren't. And that's all that matters. All they got to have is just some stupid fucking people to fucking go and spread it around. And I, like I said, I would like to know the fucking numbers on that, but how could you ever fucking tell? How could you ever fucking tell? Because they were doing no autopsies. They weren't doing shit unless you knew what you were looking at and knew what was going on. You didn't fucking realize it. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the singers cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have the fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will float into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. With us there to bring out something sane once in a fucking while, I guess. Anyway, we'll get back over to the goddamn alternate mainstream propaganda and see what else we got to look at. Fire. I mean, they show that you fucking scum. God damn. Scientists create needleless vaccine delivery system via ultrasound. And that it's an interesting fucking story. It's kind of long and I don't really want to do it. But I mean, if they can do that with acoustics, like they vaccinate you with fucking acoustics. That's what they're claiming. And why not? I mean, how are you going to avoid that? Ed Snowden sounds alarm over warrantless spying loophole as Senate okays massive $186 billion NDAA. But yeah, we all know. Like I said, this is reiteration. They have nothing else to talk. This is when it gets dangerous, people. This is when you're looking at a goddamn false flag fixing to come up. When it takes a loo like this, I mean, the last fucking cycle did not fucking work. It fucked them hard. And they know it, and they're fucking backpedaling. But God damn it, we're not going to win this war by fucking winning little battles like this over this fucking goddamn media. The only one way you win the fucking war, you're going to have to get out your goddamn guns and your goddamn ammunition and your goddamn other implements and fucking fight these motherfuckers and kill them. Because killing them is the only thing that's ever going to stop them. They're going to kill you. They're going to kill your children. They're going to kill your little babies like that little girl yesterday. I bet she's already fucking dead because they dared to do a goddamn a video on her. Her dad's probably dead. Her uncle's probably fucking dead. And they're laughing about it, laughing in our fucking faces. As you go out there and you go out there and put your fucking nose to the grindstone and your back to the fucking wheel and provide the goddamn resources for genocide. What the fuck happened to America? What even happened to the fucking idea of what we were supposed to be? We're not supposed to be a fucking corporation. This place wasn't made to fucking see who could steal the fucking most the quickest. It was made for free people to live freely and be happy and have families and live fucking fruitful lives. They've taken it all away. They've taken it right away from us, and we ain't done a goddamn thing about it. Like I said, there's probably mayhem going on across the country, but not fucking enough. We have to have mayhem until they cannot fucking deny it. Joe Bob, COP28, president does not entertain ideas of phasing out fossil fuels without a roadmap. I don't even know what to say anymore, people. I swear I don't. Exclusive video, Fox, and see, because you've got Fox going in there, and they'll throw each other's videos in there. You're watching Fox. I mean, you're reading Fox now. They have taken over your fucking internet, man. It used to be free, didn't it? Some of us can remember when it was a free internet, man. And we were on those motherfuckers. All we can do now is pick apart this shit like we used to pick apart Fox and MSNBC and CNBC and all the fucking false alternate fucking goddamn ministry of fucking lies. This was interesting. Nativity scene controversy removed after complaints. And they took the nativity scene down and fucking moved it down the block. So somebody bitched about, hey, what is, you know, with this shit, with the goddamn satanic stuff. What is fucking Christmas? You know, I'm no Christian. I'm a fucking American national. It's a part of my goddamn heritage. But the goddamn thing is, what is it? It's a goddamn religious celebration for Christians, period. And when somebody comes in, I mean, what's the difference of putting up fucking something satanic next to a nativity scene, which they didn't do here, but they moved it. I mean, but putting up satanic shit, that wouldn't that be like drawing a swastika on a fucking goddamn one of their Jewish fucking houses of worship? Isn't that what they're fucking really doing here? They're trying to blot, take away. I mean, Christmas ain't here no more. It's like I said before, fucking, it's like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It'll be up and over, by God, it'll be gone, and a month will be down the fucking drain before you can even say, don't do it. You'll get one fucking day off fucking work. If you get that, maybe a half a day. And, but man, it's just a big fucking sell. People, either you should just enjoy it without fucking spend. Everybody should not spend a fucking dollar on it. It's what it should come down to. The people who worship can worship. And the other people can just enjoy the fucking, you know, the family and the camaraderie of fucking of one another is in this fucking, because it's a part of our culture and our country. We grew up with it. The Christmas tree. I know a lot of people, oh, goddamn, there's goddamn fanatics out there. Christmas tree is all evil and everything. Well, you're just as fucking bad as these other motherfuckers. It's a part of our culture. It's like the statues. Rather, they stand for our fucking history. This is what it's always been. This is what it was when I was a kid. This is what I wish my grandchildren could see it as. But they can't, because the fucking cocksuckers out there who think that they can stick their nose in people's fucking business. Somebody, well, you know what, fucking, the prick that fucking caused this fucking shit here, make them remove the nativity scene, somebody should go down and beat the fuck out of the motherfucker and burn his house down. Then they get the fucking idea that you're not going to do this. You're not going to take Christmas, well, they've already took Christmas away. What in the fuck am I saying? Israel drove a suitcase stuffed with cash into Gaza to keep Hamas in power. What in the hell is this? What? They did what? Huh. Israeli officials are facing backlash after years of Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu quietly allowing Hamas to remain in power. Well, you put their fucking ass in power, and yeah, you've helped them keep it in power. Because they work for your ass, you son of a bitch. It's just like the goddamn COVID, bringing that COVID-19 shit up, this blasé fucking presentation we're getting today. It's like, it's fucking, it's always been, everybody fucking knows it. Of course they do. They know it was the fucking, what was it, whatever it was, November 7th or October 7th or whatever it was. It was a fucking goddamn false flag fucking attack arranged by fucking Netanyahu and company and his Hamas and his, the Israeli, goddamn the son of a bitch is what they're named, brain fart. Anyway, Hamas and goddammit, what's the other fucking agency there? I mean, they're buddies. Nobody's listening, I guess, huh? About helping Hamas, they helped a Qatar.
Zionist.
Pardon?
Is it Zionist?
No, no, Mossad, man.
Yeah, Mossad.
Thanks, brother, for at least acknowledging that you're there. Qatar diplomat brings suitcases of cash into Gaza, indirectly boosting the militant organization. No, it's not a militant organization. They work for fucking Israel. What they do for Israel. They have fucking yachts. They have fucking goddamn huge mansions and shit. This is all bullshit for fucking public consumption by the fucking stupidest fucking people on the goddamn planet. Anybody that buys into this shit, you fucking need to have your fucking brain examined. According to the report, the calculus the Times reported on Sunday, citing Israeli officials, Netanyahu's critics, and the man's own reported statements, was to keep Hamas strong enough to counteract the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. So that means they were your people to fucking counter the fucking people that the people of Palestine elected, which was the Palestinian Authority, and you created them to keep the what the people that the people that the Palestinians elected in check. And that's what happened. We all remember it. We are not all fucking stupid. There's some of us that can remember past yesterday, believe it or fucking not. Allowing Netanyahu to avoid a two-state peace solution. No two states. Get the fuck out of Palestine. What happened in Palestine was a theft. It was an invasion. The fucking British fucking government never had any fucking authority to fucking hand Palestine to the fucking Jews, to the fucking Rothschilds. Get that? You got that? No fucking jurisdictional authority. No authority whatsoever fucking ever. Solution and keep both sides weak. Israeli security officials got it wrong. They didn't think Hamas was capable or even interested in launching a large attack against the Jewish state. Now, see who did this motherfucking story. Who we got here? Insider.com, they fucking didn't. It was a fucking false flag. Why are you fucking adding to this fucking propaganda? Repeat it enough and it becomes fucking, that's what happened. No, that ain't what fucking happened. Hamas works for fucking goddamn Israel. It's been admitted, and they tried to talk that Iran created Hamas. And right here, we're talking about the goddamn suitcases full of fucking money Netanyahu was sending over there to Hamas, which was created by the fucking Israelis as a counter to the authority of the Palestinian Authority of the West Bank. It was a counter. They're telling you right here that they're all lying motherfuckers. And then that whole goddamn thing was a black op. The whole goddamn thing was a black op, and everybody fucking knows it. Just like everybody knows there's no such thing as COVID-19. But they're going to keep saying it. Why would you keep saying this? If you're trying to call yourself legitimate fucking alternative media, why you keep telling this fucking lie over again? Repeating the lie, even though you try to do it in a slick fucking way. You're still repeating the fucking lie. This shows that you're fucking shills. This shows that the internet's been taken over by the equivalent of CNN, CNBC, and Fox. These are just another fucking little shit of them out of the same asshole. Or even interested in launching a large attack against the Jewish state. They didn't. It was planned. Everybody fucking knows it. And you know what? And while we're reading this shit, I wonder how many little kids have been killed in in the Gaza Strip today. How many kids in the Golan Heights have fucking got to feel what goddamn phosphorus feels like burning through their fucking bodies? Or is it just 7,000? We're killing hundreds and hundreds more every day, but there's just 7,000. Just 7,000. 7,000. If we can hang with that number, get people to think it's, they're killing them right now. They just killed another one just now. And we're sitting here, well, 7,000 ain't getting the worse. The hell it ain't. They told you yesterday in a fucking article that it was like one every three fucking minutes. How do you hold it 7,000 when one every 3 minutes is being fucking killed, being fucking genocided? Like I said, that little girl's probably already dead. No doubt her fucking uncle and her fucking dad are dead.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can't understand how people can sleep through this shit. I have a hard time sleeping on thinking about them children. That can be my children. That can be your grandchildren. That can be my neighbor's children.
They've done it to us, too, dude.
They've
done it in a more covert way, but they intend to do it just like that here. I mean, that's trying to justify it through Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Oh, we've committed mass murder before, but it was American. No, it was you Jews that did it. It always comes down. We broke it down on this fucking site. You son of a bitch, you had a Jew on that first fucking plane that dropped that bomb on Nagasaki, didn't you? I mean, on Hiroshima, didn't you? You were running the whole fucking thing, you motherfuckers. And then try to justify, God, I mean, preach to you since you was a little child. Genocide is, that's the word, genocide on children? I mean, that's got to be the goddamn worst thing in the world, doesn't it? Oh, but they're trying to fucking get you to fucking swallow it, to fucking become acclimated to it. So when it starts happening down the fucking street, when they're killing your fucking neighbor's children, you don't get off your dead fucking ass and do anything about it. That's what I fucking see. And they're already killing our fucking children. How many children of ours have they killed with their fucking goddamn lie of COVID-19 with their goddamn biological kill agent? How many kids? How many? Does anybody even fucking know? Why aren't you talking about that? If you fucking care about this country, rather than a fat ass wallet and a fucking Porsche, you motherfuckers, or even interested in language, a large attack against the Jewish state. Bullshit. An orchestrated attack against the Jewish state, which ain't a Jewish state. They are a fucking invading force. It is occupied territory. That's what it is. By definition of the fucking language, you ain't going to change the fucking language, and you ain't going to tell me I can't speak it. To keep Hamas propped up, Netanyahu's government worked with Qatar to keep the money flowing, the New York Times reported. There you are. No, they didn't have nothing to do with it. Israel knew that Qatar was supporting Hamas, but didn't oppose the payments and even lobbied American lawmakers not to sanction Qatar. I mean, so you tell this truth here, but you mixed it with these lies up here. Like there was an attack on the Jews. Yeah, there was. Tell it what it was. It was a goddamn false fucking flag attack. Throw false fucking flag in there. Because then otherwise it looks like you're fucking trying to legitimize and say, yeah, there was the Hamas did that. They planned that. Bullshit. Bullshit. Stop it. And you people fucking, anybody that fucking, send these motherfuckers some money. They need some new, like I said, they need some new sheepskin fucking seat covers for their fucking Ferraris. Why they're sitting on their fat ass fucking wallets. And you're fucking, this is just like, we might as well be financing Alex fucking Jones. Anyway, I've had enough of this to make me sick. So we're going to call it a day and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But look through the fucking propaganda. Watch them tell you a truth in one paragraph and in the next paragraph try to affirm a fucking lie. Because that's what they're doing. That's what CNN did. That's what fucking CNBC did. That's what Fox did. But they were all there. No, they were renegades. Right? They should be taken off TV. Fuck you. I'm not that stupid. And that is the word from the trenches.